Hello, alumni. Mr. Strassman coming at you from TABC Guidance Department. This week's Parsha is Parsha Tzav, and we find that Moshe Rabbeinu is inaugurating the Avodah, the Avodat HaKodesh, with Korbanot and clothing, setting everything up. Very cool stuff. There's an interesting Pasuk. It says in Perchet Pasuk Gimel, Vayakrev Moshe et Bnei Aharon, Vayalbishem Kutanot, Vayachgoro Tam Avnet, Vayachavosh Lahem, Migbaot, Kaasher Tziva Adonai et Moshe. It's very interesting. So here Moshe is calling the sons of Aharon, and he brings them close, and he puts on these garments, and he ties a belt around them, all sorts of interesting things. Seemingly it's pretty innocent looking pasuk, nothing too ground shaking, pretty straightforward. It doesn't even get a whole lot of attention in the Mefarshim, but it does contain a distinct textual anomaly. The word Vayal Bishem only appears twice in all of Tanakh. Once is here in Parshat Tzav, and the other place is all the way back in Parshat Bereshit. So we know that Adam and Chava sinned, they ate from the Eitz Hadaat, and Hashem ultimately decides that they have to leave Gan Eden. So right before he sends them away, we find this pasuk, Vayas Adonai Elohim la'Adam u'li'ishto katnot or vayal bishem. So there it is again, that Hashem made for Adam and his wife katnot or, these garments of skin, and he clothed them. Very nice. So the Baal HaTurim in Parshas Bereishis makes an interesting comment on that pasuk. He can't resist drawing the connection between these two Vayal Bishem moments in the Torah. He says, Bet B'Mesorah, right, there's two instances of Vayal Bishem, Hacha here in Bereishis, V'idach and the other, Gabe Aharon, Vayal Bishem Katnot, right? So the Baal HaTurim is saying the other instance of Vayal Bishem has to do with our Parsha, Parsha Tzav, when we're talking about Aaron, and he quotes it, Vayal Bishem Kutanot, Milamed, and it teaches us, She'asah HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'Adam HaRishon, Big Day Kehuna. Whoa, okay, so that's a pretty hefty claim if you think about it. The Baal HaTurim wants to say that from this connection, it seems like Hashem made Big Day Kahuna for Adam HaRishon. I guess I can picture Adam HaRishon hanging out in the priestly garments, that he received from God as a parting gift from Gan Eden. I imagine people typically picture Adam and Chava like with a fig leaf or some kind of Fred Flintstone getup. I don't know. We know we had to wear something. It's just that when we examine this picture up close, you start to ask a few questions on the Baal HaTurim, like, are we saying that Adam and Chava wore the Big Day Kahuna? Did he wear them all the time? Is he working the land with one hand and rewrapping that really long belt with the other hand? What did Chava wear? Are we saying that Chazal pictured Chava with the ephod and the me'il and all eight articles of the Kohen special clothes? I hope I'm not getting too controversial here. I'm just saying it's kind of a hard sell. The Baal HaTurim wrote it. The words are there. I recommend you look them up in a Beit Midrash near you, but how do we make sense of that? What does it mean that Hashem made Big Day Kahuna for Adam and Chava? Another question to ask, the Baal HaTurim made reference to Parshat Tzav through Aharon, specifically. He wrote Gabe Aharon, but we know the word Vayal Bishem wasn't written about Aaron. The Torah already described how Moshe got Aaron ready for his moment in the spotlight. We saw that Vayal Bishem appeared next to Aaron's sons. It says, and he clothed them. Moshe was dressing Aaron's children, not Aaron. So how can we read Gabe Aaron when it really doesn't refer to Aaron per se? It's a little misleading. So I think we can offer a solution by adding a piece to the puzzle. It's interesting to note that in the same breath as we have an identical word, Vayal Bishem, we also have two near identical words that are part of the same clause. In Bereshis, we say Katnot or Vayal Bishem, and in Tzav, we have Vayal Bishem Kutanot. So the Vav is really the only difference in spelling between these words Katnot and Kutanot. And in both areas, you know, it's translated as a garment, a tunic, you know, so basically some article of clothing. Very nice. But the Gemara in Sota, Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph, provides some background on the term that directly bears on our discussion. The Gemara presents a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. One opinion says that we're dealing with a davar haba min haor. He explains katnot or something that comes from the skin. And this approach is echoed by Rashi's commentary in the Gemara, as well as in the Pasuk in Bereishis, that these garments were probably made out of like wool or fur, you know, something, a material that came from skin. Alternatively, says the Gemara, Chad amar davar sheha'or nehne mimenu. No, we're talking about something from which the skin derives pleasure. Like something, you know, soft that's comfy, but not necessarily a skin product. And here we have a subtle difference. You know, one opinion is claiming that katnot or refers to the fabric itself, while the other maintains that the Torah is trying to describe the sensation, and not so much the material, but rather the feeling that it causes. So perhaps this might be an answer to our question. Why did the Baal HaTorim point to Aaron when the word isn't describing him directly? Well, if we're thinking along the lines of that second opinion, maybe the Baal HaTorim is providing us with the license to read our pasuk in a broader perspective. You know, true, Aaron's sons are really the ones that are wearing the clothes. The words of the Torah say that Moshe dressed them and not their father. You got me, it's true. But what if we turn our attention to Aaron in that moment? Isn't it possible that Aaron might consider this experience a davar sheha'or nehne mimenu, something from which to derive pleasure? While he may not be touching the fabric with his own skin, perhaps watching his children don the big day kahuna created an emotional sensation for Aaron. To him, it's not about the smoothness of the texture, the clothing itself. He's wearing his own special clothing. We already saw that he got dressed with Moshe, and he's got his fancy getup. Now, his experience of those clothes is the hana'ah, the pleasure of seeing them upon his children, and all that that signifies. He knows that his sons are destined for a life of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a pivotal role. And that was probably meaningful and fulfilling for Aaron. Arguably, that feeling may have been just as real for him as if he were wearing those clothes himself. Kivyakol, it's the same thing any parent might feel, you know, when they watch a child, you know, take the stage for their sitter play or, you know, receive their diploma at graduation. You see how far they've made it. You've been there for them all the way. You're so proud of all that they've accomplished. There's hope that they're going to continue on to achieve more goals. You look into the future. That's certainly how, by the way, that's certainly how at TABC we feel toward our alumni. But I also don't think it's so hard to imagine that Aaron HaKohen might be tapping into some of that in Parshat Tzav, with that word Vayal Bishem. And I don't know if that's quite what the Baal HaTorim had in mind, but I do like the idea of plugging this thought back into the Adam and Chava story. You see, Chazal pointed these clothes, and they say that Hashem created the world with chesed. How do we know? He malbisharumim. He gave clothes to people who didn't have any. You know, you definitely count that as a chesed. I bet you Mr. P would log that towards your chesed hours. But I think there might be more to it than just taking away someone's problem. Like, that's a pretty simplistic understanding of chesed. And it's also an approach that hardly needs validation from the big day kahuna. Like, Hashem could have given them jeans and a t-shirt, and it would have accomplished the same goal. Great, now you're not naked. Rather, the Sfarno points out that Hashem knew that Adam and Chava were going to be sent out from Gan Eden, right? That was already part of the plan, but he didn't want to send them away naked. If that were the case, the Sfarno is concerned that there's a possibility Adam and Chava might end up dressing themselves once they're out of the Garden of Eden, and then they're going to think they pulled a one-up on God. Almost like, you know, like they're saying, fine, you know, you clearly didn't want us, but look, we figured this out on our own. We got dressed. You know, who needs you anyway, God? We did it. Clearly, that sort of parting would foster distance, tension. It would show a strained relationship between man and his creator. So what does Hashem do instead? He provides them with special clothes. Maybe they really were the priestly garments, or maybe it was more about the feeling than the fabric. But whichever approach, we can almost picture Aaron HaKohen nodding his approval as Adam and Chava are clothed in the holy garb, as if in doing so, Hashem were saying more than a basic message of, you know what, it's okay, you messed up, I still love you, now, you know, let me take away your nakedness, you're all better, good luck out there, mind the big rocks. No, given what we know about Aaron's reading of Vayal Bishem, that can't be the whole message that God leaves for Adam and Chava. Because similar to Aaron's situation, Hashem is playing the role of a father addressing his children in that story. And perhaps in that moment, the emotional sensation of Vayal Bishem was about empowering these children, communicating hope and optimism. It's like, it's almost like God says, I know you can do better. You are destined for greatness, and I believe in the potential you have to succeed in this world. So I want you to wear clothes that are only available to my closest servants, because I'm not just sending you away to figure this out on your own. You're out there on a mission. You have to take all of the potential I gave you and live a life of purpose. Now go out there and make me proud. It's almost like he's saying that. The chesed wasn't just giving them clothes. That's very basic. It's not just about the fabric. It's the feeling that goes along with it. Hashem gave them a sense of purpose. Just when Adam and Chava think that they're so far away, that they can't come back, the Ribbono Shalom says, no, no, we're closer than ever. I'll just close by sharing that we find this exact idea in the Haftorah for Shabbat HaGadol, which we're going to read this week. Malachi writes that Hashem tells the Jewish people that they spoke harshly to him. And Bnei Yisrael ask, how have we spoken against you? Hashem answers them, you said it's useless to serve me. And Rav Avigdor Nebensal explains that the Jews never actually uttered those words verbatim. Such a statement never came out of their collective mouth. But Hashem knows how we feel inside. He can see our actions and the truth of our hearts. And even though the Jews never questioned God out loud, they were doubting him through their mannerisms and their attitudes. Hashem could tell when the enthusiasm for Torah vanished. The spiritual shine began to tarnish. And sure, you know, they were wearing clothes. It's not like they were naked. But it was nothing special to them. There was no hiddur mitzvah. There was no celebration at the chance to serve God. They had the fabric, but they didn't have the feeling. They lost that sense of purpose. And how will we know when we've gained it back? How does Hashem respond to us at that time? V'chamalti aleihem ka'asher yachmol ish al beno ha'oved oto. According to the Navi, Hashem will have compassion on us as a man feels compassion for his son who serves him. Not just compassion for a son. It's more than just saying, all right, you messed up, but I love you anyway. No, no, no. We're talking about a son who serves his father, a child who remembers his mission and has regained that sense of purpose. Shabbat Shalom.